This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Starting up a look at your news for today, the following are high school basketball scores from last night, February the 9th, for the WLEW and WHST listening area. For the boys' teams last night, February the 9th, we had KPAC with 50, more than double Marlette's 20. Dryden had 65 ahead of Mayville's 42. Essexville Garber with 72 is well ahead of the Bay City All Saints 31. Harbor Beach had 71, defeating Millington with 62. Kingston had 62 as well, overcoming their opponent Richmond with 38. Memphis with 58 beat Carsonville-Port Sanilac with an even 50 points. Peck with 41 overcame Deckerville with 38. And Vassar had 80 points going up against Akron Fairgrove with 56 last night. And there were a couple of games for the girls as well last night, February the 9th. For the girls' teams, Bad Axe with 44, beat Flint International with 31. Brown City had 52, more than double Algonax 25. Cass City at 71, well ahead of Genesee's 32. And Peck with 63 defeated Akron Fairgrove with 27. For more sports scores and stories, you can always go to our website, thumbnet.net/sports. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hi, it's Tyler. Did you know all sales of our regular inventory at Al Hansen Motors include a powertrain warranty at no cost to you? And did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees or prep fees? Lastly, did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we don't charge finance fees? That's why people love to buy their next vehicle from us. No hidden fees, no gimmicks, just straightforward deals that are always open to reasonable negotiation. This week I'm featuring a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon and it's in great shape. It has Android Auto, Apple CarPlay, heated mirrors, a backup camera, and more. It only has 78,000 miles and we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It's equipped with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and remote start. It's in like new condition and has 43,000 miles. We're asking $19,980. If you're looking for a four-wheel drive for under 15 grand, I have a 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4. It has 94,000 miles, and we're asking $13,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It's fully loaded and has a 5.7 Hemi V8 with 88,000 miles. We're asking $28,780.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Huron County deputies responded on the morning of Friday, February the 6th, to a single vehicle crash in Sebring Township. The crash occurred around 9:13 a.m. on Unionville Road near Beck Road. A 56-year-old Bay City man in a 2006 black Dodge pickup was headed northeast when the driver hit an icy patch, lost control, and then slid off the right side of the road. The truck struck a mailbox, causing some minor damage. However, no injuries were reported, and the pickup was privately owned. And in other news for today, on Thursday, February the 5th, at approximately 4:22 p.m., the Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to a single vehicle crash on Lycan Road in Sebring Township. Deputies say a 2015 Ford F-150 pickup was traveling too fast while trying to negotiate a curve on the snowy, non-freeway roadway when the driver lost control. The truck struck the left side of the road, the truck left the right side of the road before flipping onto the driver's side and coming to rest in a ditch. The adult male driver, who was the only occupant of the vehicle, was wearing his seatbelt at the time and was not injured. No airbags deployed and no alcohol or drugs are suspected to be involved. A towing recovery service removed the vehicle from the ditch and towed it away from the scene. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.